Hi, Ben. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Dave.
So I understand that after several hurdles, the pool is now back open.
Yeah, the pool's been open for a couple weeks now, but it's been open with the help of what's called Fire Watch volunteers. The pool's sprinkler system wasn't completely working. It didn't have enough water pressure to fully trigger and turn on, so the city was able to work out a system where people basically walk laps around the facility every hour and make sure there's nothing resembling a fire while crews work on the permanent fix for the fire sprinkler. That's expected to be tested today or tomorrow.
So it sounds like a clever community solution to a problem that may take a little time to fix, but the community has figured a way to get around that.
The community figured a way how to do that, but it came with some frustration. This pool's been in the works for literally decades, Dave. It's something where Bev Hoffman and a group of volunteers around town sold cookies for years and years and years. 20,000 pounds of cookies is what they say to raise money for this. And finally, it came together after years and years of work. So people have been a bit anxious to get in the pool. And
Well, now you were there the opening day, and after all these years, you were on the scene as Bev Hoffman, I think, was the first one down the slide.
She was the first one down the slide, and there was also ceremonial cannonballs, and then hundreds of kids. They did shifts full of kids in the pool. They brought it up to max capacity.
Oh, that's great. So tell us now, how was the community making use of this brand new, nice facility up there? Are there clubs or are there classes or is everybody just coming in for rec time?
One of the big ideas behind this is that it's a life and aquatic health and safety. So the idea is that this region has suffered from really high drowning rates in recent years, in past decades. So swimming lessons and teaching people how to swim is a big goal of this facility. And swimming lessons started on Monday. There's, I think, three different levels for sort of younger beginner swimmers. And there's also plans for adult swimming lessons. It's something where people can go and run on the treadmills, lift weights, soon have yoga classes, spinning classes, but also just going down the slide and going for a swim.
Yeah, I think that's the other thing that I didn't know about until recently was that it does have a fitness facility component to this complex up there.
One room is a weight room with free weights and bench presses and treadmills and that type of equipment. And then there's a larger kind of open room where you can do yoga classes and Pilates, and the spin bikes, I believe, will be in that facility. There was one mention at the grand opening that Bev Hoffman pointed to what's a wall going out to the tundra, and she said, someday we'll have a big door right here going to the new basketball gym. That's still many, many years off.
But it's nice to see the vision and the progress moving forward. Have you swam a few times yourself now?
I had to go there in person, and
I had
I'm
to
embarrassed
go there.
I'm embarrassed to say that it took me until this week to actually make up to get rid of the excuses of why I couldn't make it there. But I have to say the water's great. The water's clear. This place is really clean. You don't get a lot of sparkling clean places in November, December in Bethel. But this place is brand new. The staff is great, and it's really a delight.
So you guys are back in the high life again.
Yes, sir.
Well, Ben Matheson at KYUK in Bethel, thanks for the update. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dave.